In today's Mishnah, we learn the 6th and 7th Mishnah from the 3rd Perek Masechta Avot. The Mishnah begins, Rabbi Chalafta Ish Kvar Chanani Omer. So Rabbi Chalafta would say, Asorai Sheyoshvim Voskim B'Torah, if 10 people are sitting and learning Torah together, Shechina Shriya B'nehem, the Shechina presides amongst them. Shnemar, as it says, Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat Kel, meaning Hashem is stationed in the congregation of Hashem. So what's a congregation? We know Eda, many times we've seen in the Mishnah, we've seen it back in Masechta Sanhedrin, that Eda refers to a group of 10 people. Where do we know that even if 5 people are learning, there's a Shechina amongst them? Shneamar va'agudato al eretz yesada. And here, aguda, how many fingers is it okay to get a bundle, a gathering together? You wrap 5 fingers around, so we've got, meaning 4 fingers in your thumb, therefore then you come to the number of 5. Importantly, the pasuk begins, and that's reference to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu is around in a situation where you've got this aguda of 5 people learning. What do we know? Even when there's 3, Shneema Bekeriv Elohim Yishbot. Here, Elohim is not referring to Shem Hashem, but rather Dayanim, judges. So amongst the judges, he will be there. What's a smaller size Beit Din? That's referring to Beit Din of 3. That's a reference to 3. Next, Uminay Mafilu Shtayim, we're doing even 2, meaning 2 people learning that Shechina is amongst them. Shinema Az Nidburu Yirei Hashem Ish El Rei Ehu. So V'yakshev Hashem V'yishma. So when the Yirei Hashem, those who fear Hashem, are speaking one to another, referring to Divrei Torah, V'yakshev Hashem V'yishma, he's attentive and he listens. Umi 9, where do you know afilu achad, even if one person's there learning, we say shenema b'chol makom asher azkiret shmi, any place where I mention my name, the pasuk says, avu alecha, I will come to you and bless you, barachticha. What's interesting, the Mafrashim simply say, don't read azkir, rather say tazkir, so someone mentions an emashem, meaning in learning, then I'll come and bless you. What's interesting here, the Midrash Shmuel says, well, why then does it say azkir? That is because if it wasn't for Hashem's assistance, it would be very difficult to stand up against the Eitzahara. So it's almost like Hashem's giving the power for you to mention his name, nonetheless you're still rewarded. That's why it says azkir, that I'm mentioning my name, I'm facilitating, enabling you to mention my name. That's the way he would read the pasuk. What's interesting here, Kati cites a few different things at the end, but I'll just mention the Gemara, that there's actual qualitative difference between the number of people that are learning together. Meaning, one person learning, clearly Shechin is amongst them, but what about 2? Well, it says, Vayikshev Hashem Vayishma Hashem Liz Vayichtov Beseber Zikron Lefanav. The Book of Remembrance is being written before him. In other words, he's not just listening, but it's written down in the Sefer Zichronot. If there's 3, what's the mailer, what's the added level for the 3? That's even if they're not necessarily engaged in Torah, but they're simply listening to the Baalei Din, they're trying to work some sort of compromise. In other words, they're not learning what the halach was in this particular case of how to law, but they're trying to come to a compromise between those two people, the Shechina is still amongst them. When it says Ba'asara, what's the actual added level there? That's the Shechina already precedes them before the gathering forms. And that's based on the Pasuk, the Elohim Nitzav Badat Kel, that is really stationed there in that congregation. Let's now learn Mishnah Zayin. Rabbi Elazar Ish Bartuta. So Rabbi Elazar from the village of Bartuta, he would say, Ten lo mishelo, shata veshalach shelo. Give to him from what is his, because you and what you have is him. The idea here is, that's the way Kati explains it very simply, is make sure you give tzedakah, because ultimately everything you have, all your means, or use your funds for a purpose of mitzvah, because everything you have ultimately comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why it's saying give to him from what is really his anyway. So in other words, use these means HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you for these positive things like tzedakah and to fund mitzvot. Tiferet Yisrael says it doesn't have to limit it to money. It can even be referred to anything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. Any talents, any capabilities, all those things, make sure you use them to lift up other people, to contribute for the sake of mitzvahs and to build other individuals, because that's like ten lo mishelo. Why? Because ultimately everything you have comes from Hashem anyway. The Chen David Omer, this we find about David Melech, when he tried to list everyone to contribute to build the base of Mikdash, it says, Kimimcha hakol umiyadcha natnu lach. Mimcha, or me, from a Kadosh Baruch Hu is everything, umiyadcha, and from your hand, they're giving back to you. That's alluding to the same concept, the same idea, that really ultimately, when you ask to give, you're really giving to Hashem or to the mitzvah stuff that what Hashem has actually given to you in the first place. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Hamalech bederech veshoneh, someone who's walking on his way and is learning. Umafsik mimishnato, and breaks from his learning. Va'amar, and he says, Mana'e ilanze, Mana'e nirze. How beautiful is this with this tree? How beautiful is this plowed field? Then Ma'ale alav akotov, the Torah considers that individual kilu as if he is mitchayev benafsho, as if he is liable for his life. A few points to mention here. One is that even if someone's not learning In the Beit Midrash, he takes a break. Even he's simply malech baderech, as we meant to learn, balech techa baderech, as you go along, and he takes a break, it's still considered a negative thing. Why is it considered such a negative thing? Kilu mitchai benafsho. Well, the Maharal says, look at the previous Mishnah. We just said if someone's learning, the Shekhinah is amongst them. So you can imagine if you're walking along with a king, or a very important person, and then you get distracted from that person's attention and speak to someone else who is far more inferior to your current company. The king itself would be obviously very upset about that, that he's being disregarded and you're parting from him to take in other interests. And that's why it's kilu mitchayev benafsho. A few other interesting points here. What is in mala lava katuv? Some of Farshim explain this first to the pasuk that are also mentioned in tomorrow's Mishnah, which is rakish amelech hashmon nafshcha me'od pentish kachat v'masher ba'anecha. But we'll discuss that a bit tomorrow. One other point I want to mention, I remember hearing the name of Baal Shem Tov. When it says Mafsik Mishnatov, someone's learning and he takes a break from his learning and he goes, ah, ma na'e ilan zeh, he explains it in a slightly different way here. We know Adam ki Adam etz hasadeh, that man is referred to etz hasadeh. So someone's learning and in the middle of the learning he's succeeding in his learning, he goes, wow, how incredible am I? How good am I in my learning? It becomes an act in gaiver, in haughtiness. Then that individual, according to the Baal Shem Tov, is kilmit chayav benafsho. It's another way to understand the Mishnah, but we'll leave it there for the day. Those in the Mishnah today.